Okay, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us to take a check on sports, but I have a surprise coming up for Mike when he calls in, because something rather interesting happened in his hometown, and we'll definitely get to that. But once again, it is time for us to just take a glance at sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. All right, with that being said, a couple of great stories in the New York Times, one about the New York Giants and how the Giants head coach resembles a failed coach in New York history. So if you're interested in that, you can Google that story and find out about this. And how about Martellus Bennett? He has been waived because he lied about his health. Basically, that's the simple thing. That's the simple thing. But the story on Ben McAdoo, it's actually also in the New York Post. So you Giant fans that are upset, just remember, we made it through Ray Handley. We'll make it through Ben McAdoo. And hopefully brighter times will be ahead for our franchise. If you're my age or a little older, you know the over 20 years of frustration that we had as New York football Giant fans. Over 20 years of frustration with lousy football. George Young came in. It was so bad, the NFL got involved. And they appointed George Young as the general manager, and things turned around, and we've had some pretty good success from that point on for Super Bowls and stuff like that. So we'll get past Ben McAdoo and the problems that are happening right now. All right, with that being said, the Celtics won again last night. What is it, 8th, 9th, or 10th, whatever. So let's bring in Mike. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
I have to ask you about something.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is Vito Pereira?
Some old retard.
He won.
Shows you the state of the country. Anybody can win.
Now, this is your hometown, right?
Yep. Well, not for much longer, but yeah.
But 93-year-old World War II vet... won the election.
Yeah, and we had, in the state of New Jersey, we had Corzine 2.0 get elected, who Mr. Corzine can't account for $5 billion. Lexington, Kentucky will soon be my home.
All right, well, I give a 93-year-old credit for actually running for office.
I give him credit for running, but I give the people that voted for him an IQ test because... You know, we heard that certain presidential people were too old to be elected president, but you elect a guy that's 94 years old to be mayor, every day he might live Groundhog Day. He might think every day is Tuesday. I don't know anything about this guy, but 94 years old is a little old for being a mayor when if you're 50, you can't get a job in a common workplace. Something screwed up.
All right. Well, with all that being said, let's get to sports. First of all, let's get this out of the way, the NFL picks, because, of course, it's Thursday Night Football, and you are now 35-10 on the season. I'm 26-19. It's the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Let's say it together here. 3-2-1. Seahawks.
Arizona.
You're taking Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You really want
me to... Why, you think Seattle's that much better?
I think Seattle has one thing that will enable them to win the game. Their quarterback.
I don't think so.
I mean,
Manning's not that bad of a quarterback, is he?
Who?
How many games has he won?
Yeah,
Seattle stinks.
They're not good, but the Cardinals are really bad.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm looking at the standings here, and they're only one game behind Seattle.
Well, after today, it'll be two.
Seattle's 5-3. Arizona's 4-4. They can't be that much worse.
All right. All right, so we're split, so we'll see if I can pick up a game or whether you're going to pick up
a game. The reason why I took Arizona is because even when Seattle was good, they didn't play good on the road. So now that they're not good, I don't think they can play on the road there either. So that's my way of thinking.
All right. The Knicks lost, but that's because Porzingis didn't play.
How come he didn't play?
A sore ankle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's getting Carmelo-itis?
No, he's not big enough yet. He's got to bulk up a little bit more. He's not big enough to be the big all-time.
He don't play a lot of minutes.
Well, I know, but they've got to bulk him up so he can. They have to make him stronger. They really do.
Well, even on the road, I think that's the place you're going to see him getting rested because the Knicks are not playing well on the road. They're 1-3 on the road as opposed to 5-2 at home. So it looks like they're going to try to win a high percentage of games at home and let everything fall where it may on the road. Just my thought.
They might be doing that. Anything exciting happened in hockey last night?
The Rangers played. They played well. They scored a goal against Boston. Boston scored back within the 30 seconds. And then the Rangers pumped in two more later on in the period to take a 3-1 lead. They wound up winning that game 4-2. So another win for the Rangers over a team that will be a contender in the Eastern Conference. So a good win for the Rangers last night.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Where else do we want to go in sports? I don't know. There's not a lot going on right now.
No.
The big story is who's going to manage the Yankees. And you're hearing teams like John Flaherty. And Rodriguez, and you're just hearing these bizarre names where it doesn't make any sense to me as to why you got rid of Girardi. They're looking for a player-friendly manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I played baseball competitively for at least 23, 24 years. I never had a player-friendly manager. Every manager came out and kicked your ass when you played like crap. When no manager ever told me when I had a bad game, oh, don't worry about it. They said, what was wrong with you today? But this is the world we live in. We want managers and coaches that are going to burp and diaper and make sure that everything's okay with these little boys so that they can play. That's not the way it works. I mean, the world's changing from a competitive nature to I'm going to burp you nature. And it's not working. You can see it and it's not working. You need a guy that's going to kick a player in the pants when he's not playing good. First you find out what the problem is, and if he gives you a cockamamie excuse, you put him on a bus and you send him to Peoria. I don't know what the Yankees are doing. I don't think the Yankees know what they're doing. I just think it was a personal conflict between Cashman and Girardi, and Cashman's in an authority of power position where he can get rid of the underling, and that's what he did, but now he's scrambling in the corner. If the Yankees ever hire Rodriguez to be their manager, the inmates are finally really running the asylum because there's a guy who 3 years ago was suspended for a year for PEDs, and now he's running the ship, and the Yankees suspended him for a year. Boy, oh boy, will they have egg on their face.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You know what? You can't say that
anymore.
You're right.
You can't say it anymore.
I
take that back. You're absolutely right. Anything's possible in sports
but
nowadays.
But right now, that's the biggest story in sports. Who's going to be the Yankee manager? How are they going to get themselves out of the corner they painted themselves into?
Yeah. Well,
crazy.
See. Yeah,
absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you. So when you move into Lexington?
Probably after the school year.
Could sell the house and everything.
Yep.
Well, we'll still do the sports long distance.
That's what I was thinking. It doesn't matter if I'm New Jersey, Kentucky, or Tijuana, Mexico.
You could be in Idaho. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. And we'll have a place to come visit you and see horses.
Sure. Absolutely. I'll see more people if I'm living in Lexington than I do living here. I refuse to give money to taxes that I shouldn't be paying. So, you know, if Bond... Either that or I'm going to get a goat, put him in the yard, and say I'm a farm like Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen does.
That's right. There
I'll sell goat milk to my neighbor.
There you go. That's it. All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, buddy. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.